Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Finally, Grant and Danny have come back to the DC airwaves. It's been 22 hours, for goodness sake. Just after 2 o'clock, 22nd day of July, 2021. On this Thursday, we're live and local in DC on 106.7, coast to coast with the Odyssey app. Our buddy Brian Scalabrine, NBA insider from Odyssey Sports, joins us at 3 to look back at the NBA Finals. Look ahead to the silly season of rumors in basketball. Hello, Daniel.
What do you say, my friend? It's another day, another wonderful, wonderful day here at the beach. It's our last one, unfortunately. I'll be riding back early tomorrow morning. But, you know, this feels very summertime, right? It's like I'm here at the beach. The weather's very nice. The Nets got one run against the guy I've heard of the night before. This feels very like we're in a nice little routine here for sports.
I see what you did. You went a long way for that, Joe. You set that up for a few sentences. Last minute, night at about 10:13, you thought about that, and you're like, how can I pretend like it's summery so I can get to my line about the Nats scoring one run?
I'm going to weave this in.
They hadn't scored fewer than, I don't think, maybe, was it like five in any game since the break?
They'd been one of the best offenses in the history of the world out of the All-Star break, so they were due for one of these. But last night's lineup was a one-run lineup. That's pretty much what you're going in there with a lot more Andrew Stevenson, a lot more Tres Barrera and Josh Harrison and all those other kind of guys at the back half of the order.
You play enough games with the lineup they've been trotting out, you're not going to score 18 very often.
Can't average 18 a game.
We can get into the Nats as we continue. I want to talk about the Caps losing Vitek Vanacek. It was good knowing you, Vitek.
See you, buddy.
I hate goodbyes, man. I hate goodbyes. The expansion draft on ESPN2 last night was actually really good TV for the NHL, so we can talk about that at some point. But there's breaking news. All the stuff I wanted to talk to you about right off the top, crumble it up, throw it to the side. It doesn't matter right now. Tom Pelissero of NFL Media and NFL Network dropped this bombshell within the last 50 or so minutes. The NFL just informed clubs, so this was since noon today, that if a game cannot be rescheduled during the 18-week season in 2021 due to COVID, an outbreak, a bunch of cases, whatever it is, among unvaccinated players, that's the key here, the team with the outbreak will forfeit and be credited with a loss for playoff seeding, according to his sources. Massive implications, as he says. So a lot of people have tweeted me at Grant H. Paulson and asked, what happens if teams with vaccinated players, a la the New York Yankees, you still can get COVID, this does happen, what happens in that instance? Based on what Pelissero is reporting, it sounds like the league will do what they can to work with teams that are being vaccinated. They will not work with teams and try to reschedule games if a bunch of unvaccinated players get COVID. You just forfeit, you lose, take your L, and go home. The NFL is not messing around. This is the gauntlet, Danny. It is being slammed down. They are saying, get vaccinated. Players, not all of them, some of them, most of the Washington football team, but like 25% of players in the NFL, they just happen to mostly play, I guess, in D.C. But they're saying
they play D.C. and Indianapolis.
Right. They're saying, yeah, we're not going to do that. And so the NFL's going, oh, okay, cool.
That's cool, man.
if you get COVID and if there's an outbreak and you didn't get vaccinated, you lose. So take that loss in the standings. Wow, is this a big story today?
Indeed. There's a number of things to pull out of this. Number one, vaccinated individuals who test positive. This is from Tom Pelissero. You test positive, which, absolutely, as you said, can happen. Usually what happens, 90-some percent of the time, whatever the numbers are, it's mild. It feels like a cold at worst, and you barely know you have it, whatever. But you test positive and are asymptomatic, you can come back. You can come back after a couple days and a negative test 24 hours apart, right? A couple negative tests 24 hours apart. Hey, you're good to go, man. We know it was just a cold, but you're A-okay. Unvaccinated individuals, that same mandatory 10-day isolation period. Remember that thing from last year, 10-day isolation? When does this quarantine start? Is this day one or is day one start the second day after the test? All those questions we had about Juan Soto and all the different players in the NFL who experience this kind of stuff. Number two, the team that causes the game to be canceled is responsible for all the bills. So whoever you know, we incurred a bunch of costs to set this game up and you guys couldn't come play, you owe us $1 million. You owe us all the money here. So if you're the losing team, a.k.a. the owner of that team whose unvaccinated group caused the game to be forfeited, you're probably not thrilled with your group, with your assembled troops there, as you have to fork over cash on hand.
Well, let me go one step further than that. Financial losses they cover, they're subject to potential discipline from the commissioner.
Oh, yeah.
As well. So let's just say, hypothetically, Washington, as unrealistic as it is, let's just say they're around sub 50% in vaccination rate. Players aren't getting vaccinated. They have an outbreak. Something happens. To their credit, last year they did an amazing job with no vaccination yet, avoiding COVID. Mm-hmm. Now, they also were operating during a nationwide shutdown, which is over, and now everybody's out and about because most people are vaccinated, living their lives again. So it might be a lot harder to avoid COVID now out and about than it was going to and from Ashburn a year ago, but I digress. If that happens, Washington pays the bills for the team that doesn't get to play, and the commissioner, that's, you know, Roger Goodell, subject to discipline. He could punish them. I don't know how. Was that a draft pick? Is that a fine? I don't know what that looks like if they have issues as an unvaccinated team.
Here is the ultimate. This is Mjolnir. This is the hammer. This is the judge's gavel. This is the big one. This is the, by God, that's Goodell's music, okay? This is the one I think might change players. Taking a loss, they could protest and kind of get all mad and ticked off about it. Listen to this one. This one is the one I can't believe they figured out how to get this by. If the NFLPA didn't agree to this, then they've got lawsuits on their hands. If the NFLPA did, then maybe an individual could grouse and file like a grievance of some sort that wouldn't go anywhere in all likelihood. But if the NFL and the NFLPA got together and came up with this, wow, here's this one. And the biggest penalty of all for players, if a game is canceled and cannot be rescheduled within the current 18-week schedule due to a COVID outbreak, neither team's players will receive their weekly paragraph 5 salary. What that is your game check. So, cancel team, like let's say the Grant Paulsons, you aren't vaccinated, you cost me a game. We both don't get paid. So you know who I'm mad at because I didn't do anything wrong? You. Oh my God. This is not a shot across the bow. This is a shot into the bow and the boat is leaking.
I understand they're doing this 100%. This could get guys vaccinated that have no interest because of the fact that you're now saying you don't get paid for that game. Here is what I don't quite get, though. Even saying that anyone on the Washington football team when they don't play doesn't get a game check because of a COVID outbreak feels tough for me. Feels like it's a bad idea for me because I could be vaccinated. I'm doing everything I'm supposed to do. I'm following the science and the information. I'm doing what I was told to do by the NFL and the Players Association. I'm at work. I'm ready to play in the game. I don't get to play because there's an outbreak, and you're penalizing me because of our vaccination number. That doesn't seem great. But it's same locker room, same team. I'm sitting in the same meetings with these guys. That's one thing. If my team is above the 85% threshold, let's say my team hypothetically is at 99%, and my team is ready to play the football game. No one on my team gets paid if you have an outbreak. How is that a thing that I have to deal with?
It's, again, a way to incentivize all the players as a group. So this is no longer breaking up team by team by team. We're getting reports about, hey, this team is above the threshold. This team isn't. Or this team is close. This team's confident it will. This is a NFL players writ large. This is an everybody. You're a bunch of independent contractors that are all part of this fraternity that is NFL football players. This is all of you together to add the most possible pressure. Can you imagine that scenario that you're talking about?
But where, I understand, Danny, that's why they're doing this. I'm not asking why are they doing this. You're explaining, you're answering the question, why are they doing this? I'm asking, how can they, for the team that has done nothing wrong, for the opponent?
To apply the pressure. That's how they can do it. They're going to say, hey, we don't have a game. You're not getting paid. If you want to blame somebody, you know who exactly to blame. It's like in Full Metal Jacket when everybody had to run because Private Pyle snuck the donut in. Nobody else snuck the donut in. Private Pyle did. And they gave him a code red. That's the deal.
Can you
imagine?
This
is basically saying, give a code red.
Imagine being at 90% vaccination rate, ready to play a football game. All week long you've prepared. Maybe you're favored by 8 points because you're really good. And you got to play this team that isn't at the vaccination rate, that's not particularly good, who ends up having to forfeit the game, and you lose one of your 18 game checks.
You don't get paid, man.
Oh, I'd be so mad. I'd be so angry over that. There are a million questions I have about this. Mm-hmm. This is all happening right now. This news just came down. So the first thing I want to do, and Danny, I'm sure you do as well, is open up the phones. And we can have people react with their thoughts to this news and whether or not, because this is what's important, this is what we care about, is this going to motivate the Washington football team to get vaccinated? Is this going to motivate players who have publicly said they don't plan on doing it? Montez Sweat, Cam Curl, who I watched on Instagram Live saying people were trying to stab him in the arm a couple of days ago. Are those players going to change their tune because money's on the line, because they might have to forfeit games? Is this enough? 800-636-1067 is the number. 800-636-1067 on the Gambit TC listener line. I mean, Danny, there's nothing else the league can do. If you're saying
this is the trump card,
you're
this
forfeiting
is the
games, players could say, whatever, I'm not really losing that game. You're saying I'm forfeiting. I'm not biting on that. You're not going to get me on that ball fake. I'm going to stay in my lane here and do what I want. When you take away the money, though, potentially you could miss two game checks, and your teammates who got vaccinated have to miss their checks and are going to be mad at you, and opponents who you've never met who might have been vaccinated and are doing everything correctly are going to miss their checks. Is that enough to move the needle here? Is that enough to insert the needle here?
I don't think anything would convince Montez Sweat, who thinks vaccines are a cure when they're not, they're vaccines, would persuade him. Like, even the pain in the butt that everybody had to go through last year. Masks in meetings, masks here, this number of temperature checks, this number of travel restrictions, and all the different arrangements, not being able to have dinner with a teammate on the road, all the different stuff. They went through it and like, whatever, I'll just deal with it, right? Because they would just rather do that. I think nothing was going to convince the guys that are hardline incorrect with their misinformation or whatever Google search or Facebook group they belong to or whatever. I don't think anybody that was entrenched in that one group, with the occasional exception of someone who might cross over, was going to cross over. I think pretty much if you want to get it, you were going to get it. Or you were saving it till training camp or whatever. So maybe a small number. But the people that are entrenched, sounds like Washington and the Colts, I don't think anybody was changing. This is the strongest possible measure that the league could take. Withholding paychecks, giving your team losses. Because it's now what Michael Irvin was saying previously, where like regardless of whatever you think about this, if you don't get the vaccine, you don't care about winning football games because you're putting your team at a disadvantage. That may have been hyperbolic a couple of days ago. It ain't now. It's now absolutely on the table. I'm sorry about your long-term risk or whatever perceived thing that you think exists, which doesn't exist because we actually know the data. But whatever you think, what do you care about? What's your concern?
And I'm going to send some text to our guys over there. I have to imagine collectively the Players Association signed off on some of this. Otherwise, I'm not really sure how it would hold up if the PA union didn't say, yeah, we'll go with that. Because then individually, then players can disagree, but the union said, were on board with this. Because the union probably, just as much as the league, wants to get guys vaccinated. They're probably on the same side of this conversation, I would think. And before people call in and say, you know, the players have a right not to, of course they do.
Sure they do.
Nobody's saying they don't, by the way. It's America. You can or cannot get vaccinated. That's up to you. You have the choice. It's your choice.
Still a choice.
Had a choice to get vaccinated or not, okay? As part of my job, part-time gig I have, MLB Radio, was doing a show today, interviewing Aaron Boone of the Yankees and a bunch of people. I went to Denver. I got to work the dugout for the Futures game. I got to be on the field for All-Star Game and Home Run Derby, batting practice, around the cage with those guys. If I wasn't vaccinated, I wouldn't have gotten to do that. Doesn't mean that I lose my job, but when I said, yeah, I'll do that, I'll take on those responsibilities, they said, cool, bring your vaccination card. I had to show it to get my credential. Otherwise, I wouldn't have gotten the access. Companies all over the country can and are doing this. Doesn't mean you don't have a choice. You have a choice. But with every choice comes a consequence. The choice for the Washington football team is to not get vaccinated. You will, if games are not able to be played because of an outbreak, forfeit that game. You will forfeit your game check. And supposedly, and I still want to find out more on this, so I'm reaching out to people. Supposedly, the opponent will also not get paid. I assumed when I heard, let's just use Washington as an example. Washington has to foot all the bills if a game gets canceled, if they're the team, or whichever team it is with the outbreak with the low vaccination rate. Uh-huh. I imagine that meant paying the game checks for the opposing team. But Pelissero, you saw this too, right? Pelissero said neither team will get paid. And
you don't get your game check. The players don't get their game checks if this game is forfeited because of one of the team's actions.
Mm.
There it is, man. That is the hammer.
The NFL going to the rim like Giannis. Hard in the paint today. Want to get your reactions on the Gambit DC listener lines next. 800-636-1067. Will this be enough for Washington's roster, which is under 50% in vaccination rate, to get to the threshold? Because if you get to the threshold, you're treated differently across the board. And this does not say, by the way, you forfeit if vaccinated teams, you know, 85% plus, have an outbreak. They may very well try to move games for those teams. Maybe those teams get to play on Tuesday or wait a day or two. This is for the teams with the low vaccination rates. Your reactions next on Grant and Danny.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
All right, football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. Audacy. Download it today.
Both teams, if the game's not played, it's not just the team that caused the outbreak. Both teams would not be paid their paragraph 5 salary, their base salary, that installment for that game. So even if it's the team, I mean, you remember teams were upset last year, hey, it's their problem and we're rescheduling this game and we're moving this game around and it's inconveniencing us. Yeah, well, on top of that, you're not going to get paid
right.
If it's the other team that creates the mess. And by the way, still in this memo, if the other team is not following protocols. Remember, we had some of that last year, that Commissioner Roger Goodell still retains the right, in addition to canceling the game, the forfeit, there could still be penalties in the form of fines, draft picks, whatever, on top of that. So these games could be moved now. That's in the memo as well. Like, you could have a Thursday game moved to a Tuesday or whatever. Remember, we had that last year as well, as they tried to keep it within the week that these games were going to be played. But once you get outside of that, the long and short of this is that the NFL in this memo is stating that they are intending to play the entire regular season over 18 weeks. And
Mike Garofalo, NFL Network. The breaking news of the afternoon, you heard some of it there. The league sending a memo to all 32 teams. If unvaccinated players have a COVID outbreak, that team will have to forfeit the game rather than pushing games back, which happened several times last season. Those players will not get paid, and neither will the players on the team that also doesn't get to play, which, while that seems unfair, is part of how they're trying to apply pressure to force players to get the vaccine. They have the choice, but there is a consequence. You're losing games by way of forfeiture. You're losing money, potentially. 800-636-1067 is the number. Before we get to the phones, Danny, will this be enough? Will teams like Washington and Indianapolis, with less than half of their players currently vaccinated as they show up for camp, will they get everybody where they want to get them over 85%?
No, I don't think it will. I think guys are too entrenched. You'll get some. Some guys will cross the fence or the line, whatever you want to call it, to get it. But I don't think this is going to be enough. And I think teams are going to be at a significant disadvantage who don't get over it. And it's way worse isn't the exact right term. It's way more pronounced than we thought. It's way more dramatic than we thought of, hey, it's going to be a challenge to hold your position group meeting, or dinner on the road sure going to be a bear. Mm-mm. This is a different deal, dude. This is basically, yeah, you're going to take a forfeit and not get paid.
I think it will make a huge difference. And I would be surprised if it doesn't lead to almost every team getting there. You start to get into guys' pockets, and the league knows this. That's why they're doing this. When you start talking about taking away game checks, that's normally when you get action. Not to mention, and I love Garofalo's point, you remember this from last year.
Uh-huh.
When they would be moving games to accommodate the Ravens or whoever, like the Steelers were livid. And that happened all over the league. Anytime a game might get moved from Monday or Tuesday or travel got changed, teams like, this is their problem. We're doing everything correctly in our building. Now, it doesn't mean anybody was doing anything incorrectly, but that was the thought. You know what I'm saying? Like, they have the outbreak, yeah. Not us. They're the ones, the assumption was, that did something that they weren't supposed to. Imagine adding to that, that everyone in that building doesn't get paid that week.
Yeah. It's not playing a game on a Tuesday on short rest. It's not, you know, the Denver Broncos lining up
it's one less game.
Slot receiver and quarterback. Yeah.
And I haven't heard anyone talk about this yet, uh-huh. But this is real. It's one less game trying to get to your numbers at the end of the year where you get bonuses. It's one less chance to get your sack total, your catches or your yards. You know, a way that a lot of guys make a lot of money. You just take one of those games away. Let's go to Mike in Annapolis on Grant and Danny. What do you think, Mike?
Hey, Grant. Hey, Danny. I don't have a problem with anybody that gets vaccinated. I think that's fine. They're doing what they need to do to protect themselves and their families. But for those people that don't want to, there are some real life concerns that you should be worried about for that vaccination, which is, first off, myocarditis, which is inflammation of the heart.
You also have that
which
from
is very
COVID.
Real.
But hold on. COVID, getting COVID, they say, can give you that as well, mm-hmm. at a clip that exceeds the vaccination.
Yeah, but you can also get it from vaccination too. And I've already had the antibodies. I had COVID. I've already had to deal with it. It did not hurt me too bad. I had a lot of aches, pains, and fevers.
Thank you for the call. And I'm not trying to be a jerk. I'm not trying to get into a conversation with people on if they had COVID and what their experience was, with all the respect.
Or your medical opinion, unless you're a doctor, in which case I'd love to hear from you. And I'm not trying to be disrespectful. I need someone not to go into potential side effects that you read about that time or anything like that. We've got a pretty good wealth of resource and information about it. I welcome the opinion of medical professionals. Short of that, your anecdotal experience or your Facebook message is not something that's constructive or a combo.
So that having been said, from a football standpoint, what we're talking about here is a team that has largely decided not to get vaccinated. Now, initially, his point was that, you know, you have to respect that they have these opinions that they... Well, some of the opinions I do respect, right? If your opinion is what I know Montez Sweat's was publicly, which was I'm not going to treat COVID until I get COVID, when a vaccination doesn't treat COVID, it does tell me that there's a little bit more digging, thinking about this, processing that probably needs to be done. That's not a valid reason because it's factually inaccurate. Having said that, though, yes, there are reasons why someone may not get vaccinated. If you're pregnant or whatever it is, that there are people around the country, I'm sure, that have actual reasons why it hasn't happened. And I'm not sitting here telling you that that's something that shouldn't be allowed. But what I am saying, and I've been saying this for weeks, is this will affect this team. The NFL is not going to allow the season to start without doing everything it can to make sure that the most amount of people get vaccinated. And the news today is they are going to have you forfeit games potentially, that checks are going to not be handed out. Like that, that's a big deal. And that, just like saying you have a choice on whether or not to do it, you're right. That's also real. There could be a consequence to that choice. The league makes its rules. This is a billion-dollar entity you're going toe-to-toe with right now.
I care about the Washington football angle of this, which already before this announcement was, hey, we've decided to be at a competitive disadvantage because reasons. Okay, cool. Whatever your reasons are, that's awesome. Do they outweigh being at a competitive disadvantage and having to overcome that much more? It's hard enough to win as it is. We know that based on, I don't know, the last 30 years. I got 3 decades to tells you it's pretty hard to win. Now you're going to put something else in the way just to make it that much more challenging logistically? Okay, that's your call. This is more so. This is even, can you imagine if this team's in a division race and there's an outbreak in November and they can't play, you know, the Giants? Or they can't play an NFC team and take an L and lose this division by a game? Can you imagine them missing out on the playoffs because they forfeited a game? Oh, my God. That's what I care about. That. Eliminate that possibility immediately. Fix that. That's the thing.
Go to Steve in Houston listening on the Odyssey app. You can take it with you. Listen to the show coast to coast. What's up, Steve?
Hey, Steve.
What's up, fellas? I can't believe you guys missed the most important announcement. You didn't say that at the beginning of the show.
What is it?
Today's my birthday. You ain't wish me a happy birthday.
Steve, you missed it. Right before the show started, there was like a quick second there. We played a different kind of music, and I said, it's Steve's birthday in Houston.
You're such an ass friend, but I still love you, man.
Thank you.
Appreciate you guys, man.
Is that what you said?
Anyway. Hey. You know, here's a thing that's a little tricky to me, which I don't understand. So if you get vaccinated, you can still catch COVID, right? So if you get vaccinated and you got your two shots, say Moderna, Pfizer, things like that, or Johnson & Johnson, whichever by choice, and 2, 3, 4, 5 months down the line, you're fully vaccinated and you're at your percentage threshold, you can get a test for COVID and you're still identified as positive.
Right, the Yankees have this going on right now. They had an outbreak with vaccinated players.
Right, okay. So here's the thing. Now we're going to have to get into the nuance of the definition of an outbreak. Because if you just say outbreak regulated on a positive test, but then no one is sick, then you might as well cancel everything. Because that's a strong possibility where you can be 80, 90%, 100% of your facility can still test positive, but no one is sick, you know, that requires hospitalization and things like that.
But Steve, that's why, appreciate the call, happy birthday, brother. That's why, we talked about this at the start of this, they're saying unvaccinated players. Danny pointed this out. If you're unvaccinated, you go into a protocol where you have to be away from everyone for 10 days. You may miss 2 weeks, whatever. If you're vaccinated, it sounds as though, as soon as you can test negative, that you're allowed right back into the facility, and it could be a couple of days and you're back in the mix. So they're going to treat the vaccinated players differently, to your point. He brings up something interesting, though, the definition of an outbreak, because that's the word they use leading to the forfeiture. That obviously means the quantity of people, right, that have this issue. Are they setting it at a certain number of cases before you would have to forfeit a game? How are they going to determine that?
Now, that's where you get into this challenging area, right, of trying to, and this is, again, I read through everything that Tom Pelissero was tweeting out there, so this is all kind of in real time, but that's the challenging area is that, right, where let's say for the sake of argument, you get a quote-unquote outbreak amongst vaccinated players, well, let's say it's 15, 20, 30, 40 guys test positive just because of some random set of breakthrough cases. Statistically, really unlikely, but let's just say that that happens, right? You would say on a Friday afternoon, those guys test positive, right? So that you've got that outbreak. The NFL would say, all right, well, let's give it a day, 2 days, 3 days. Maybe we'll play this game Tuesday. We'll kind of figure it out. Or we have an off day, we can kind of move it. They'll work with you on that is the way that I'm reading this. Okay, is that we probably can't play on this day, but we're way more lax with these vaccinated guys. We'll give it a 24-hour period. Make sure we get a couple negative tests. They'll get over it. Statistically, that's what typically happens with these breakthrough cases where you've been vaccinated and you actually end up catching it, right? If you're unvaccinated and and that's a Friday, that's 2 weeks done right there. Instantaneously, at that outbreak of 40 guys, that can't be rescheduled. That can't be pushed back a day or a week or whatever. That's the sense I have. But again, don't quote me on the exact ruling there. But that is the logistical challenge.
What should they set a number at if they're going to do it that way for a quote-unquote outbreak? That would lead to a team having to forfeit. Because last year, if you had a case and then a second case and then a third case, they would refer to that as an outbreak. But I can't imagine three unvaccinated players having COVID on Wednesday or Thursday means they're just going to bang the game right then and there with all the money on the line and not play the game on Sunday. So
it's just referenced as a spike. But that's what's a spike? Six?
Yeah.
Is a spike 21? I don't know.
What should that number be? Let's try to answer that next. We can get some thoughts on that. 800-636-1067, working our way through this huge news in the NFL, and it could be very, very directly an effect of the Washington football team this season based on the current numbers, with them and the Colts being the two lowest vaccinated teams in the league. You're listening to The Fan. The NFL says players who are unvaccinated, who get COVID, if there's an outbreak, rather than rescheduling a game, pushing a game a day or two, they're just going to have to forfeit the game. Those players and their entire team will not get paid, neither will the team they're playing. Do we have a response from Cole Beasley yet? Cole Beasley is...
I haven't seen one.
He is kind of the most vocal... Not kind of. That's just a waste of words and breath. He is the most vocal and adamant player, kind of anti getting the vaccination. I'd be curious to see, because that would be really telling what he says. If he comes out and his tune is in any way different, maybe that shows that this might work in terms of getting players to do this. But if he is still dug in, then there are going to be a lot of other players like him, presumably. That's the whole goal for the NFL, obviously. They're making it harder and harder. They're trying to force the hand of players to get vaccinated for the reasons that you're seeing all over the country. Some of these rules and guidelines popping up. Now, the league wants less chance of serious COVID cases. They want fewer cases, and they want less spread of the cases. Let's go to Diane in McLean on Grant and Danny. What's up, Diane?
Hey, Diane.
No, I think no, this will not be enough to push more players to get vaccinated, because it's the whole Andrew Luck thing, where Andrew Luck was sincerely worried about his health and his future, and he was willing to walk away from millions of dollars in playing time because he was that individually concerned about his health. I think these players have, it's going to be enough to push it. And you ask what you'd love to have a doctor call in. Well, that won't happen, I don't think, because, I mean, doctors literally can't speak out against the vaccine, or they're...
Appreciate you. We didn't say we'd love to have a doctor call in.
No.
And that's also...
I said I'm not
there.
Interested in your anecdotal medical experience or COVID experience or cool vaccine thoughts or whatever. That's not what we're talking about.
She thinks that players have done all their research, and she said they've done all their reading. I hope so. I can tell you that the Montez Sweat soundbite that we've played a few times, it doesn't sound like he did a lot of reading before saying that. Now, since then, maybe he has. I know Washington, Ron Rivera, they brought in experts. They talked to these players. That's great. I saw an Instagram video with Cam Curl the other day. It didn't make me think he'd done a lot of research on the subject, but perhaps he has. And maybe he's very well read. I would just take one issue, though, with the idea of, like, Andrew Luck walking away from the game. Do you have any idea how much money Andrew Luck made in his career? That was the first overall pick on a quarterback contract who got a second contract. Most NFL players don't have the type of money that Andrew Luck has where they can just decide, you know what, I've made it. I've done what I need to do. It's not that easy for a lot of guys to just walk away. But maybe this will be where they put their flag in the ground and say, it's not worth it to me. I'll leave the millions on the table. They also, it should be noted, Danny, had a chance to opt out. Remember, they could have not played this year.
Yeah.
The NFL
a lot of guys
said,
opted out last year. Yeah.
I think the date came and went like a week ago. But they said, if you don't want to follow the rules that we're going to have in place, and these aren't rules, these are now just, you can still play. You can still be on the team. It's just, if something bad happens, here's how we're going to treat you versus someone else. But there, you didn't have to play. Like, a lot of guys last year opted out. I don't think anybody did this year, but they had the choice to.
Everybody at all times has a choice. Again, there. But the phrase that you said in the first segment is the most salient thing. Everyone's got a choice. There are consequences to your choice. That's in all walks of life at all times. There are pros and there are cons. There are repercussions. Nothing is done in a vacuum. There are very real consequences. Now, you could disagree with those consequences. You could think that's too harsh. You could think the rule is bad. Awesome. Write a letter. Here's the rule. Here's the reality. Here's what's happening on the ground. Here's the absolute truth of this thing. The NFL has taken, beyond what I thought, frankly, they were capable of doing, the hardest of the hardline stances on this. How are you going to react? What are you going to do? Is it going to be enough to push Washington into that, you know, kind of, and if by the NFL standards, the acceptable pile?
I didn't think they'd slam the gauntlet down like this. I mean,
Nor I'm
very surprised.
Didn't think they'd come close.
And most notably by saying that the opposing team of the team that has the outbreak won't get paid either. Like, that shocks me. The Players Association had to have signed off, I guess, or else I don't even know how that would hold up. Todd's in Rockville. What's up, Todd? How many players do you think would you have to define an outbreak? Because they're saying if there's an outbreak of unvaccinated players, it can't be two or three, right? It's got to be closer to 10 or something like that. You're going to have them forfeit a game.
Hello?
Hey, man.
You're on the radio.
Yeah, thank you. I just want to say that congratulations to the NFL. I think what the move they made is absolutely correct, is absolutely right. The stupidity of these athletes to not get vaccinated. Yeah, they have a choice, but they are putting other people's lives and families at risk. The NFL is doing the exact right thing. These vaccines should be mandated.
So here's the question. We're asking, is this enough? Will the players get vaccinated? Yes or no?
I say the players will get vaccinated. I say this is the kind of hammer that is necessary to basically persuade people to actually look at the data.
And thank you, Todd. People want to do something that we're not trying to do here.
It's amazing to me. It's amazing to me.
We're
and
asking
that's
a question. I'm saying, do you want an apple or do you want an orange? No answer.
I think pizza. Okay.
Right. And then I said apple or orange, and he goes apple. And oh, by the way, well, cool, I guess. What is an outbreak? How many is an outbreak? That's my next question. PJ in Chesapeake Beach, what's up?
Hey, so I think an outbreak, I think, you know, based on the numbers last year, we were talking about four or five players, right? I think that's a guess. I'm sorry, I did not compare it with my numbers.
No, that's,
but the other
we're
point,
guessing, we're all guessing.
Yeah, but the other point that I wanted to kind of just share or maybe get your opinion on is, I think the NFL is taking this step because if the league as a whole gets over that 85% threshold, doesn't this become less of an issue for all the players? So if you've got a team with a couple of Montez Sweats on it, but you can get over that 85% threshold, you can worry less about those guys and maybe kind of help them like a good buddy would get off the hook. If they're seriously concerned about the shot itself, I just kind of think that that's maybe the NFL is playing its team card to say, hey, guys, look out for your buddy. I'm retired Army. And I know that philosophy sometimes works because there's a large group.
I think you're right. We're up against the clock here. Sorry. I think you're on to something, though. It is basically do you really want other players in your locker room, other peers in this fraternity to be at risk or at fault? Grant and Danny on the Fan. Let's stick with this next. The question is, will this be what it takes to get the Washington football team to that vaccination number of 85%. Brian Scalabrini will join us at 3:25.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up. And the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.